پادکستی که در حال شنیدن اون هستید توسط مجموعه آموزشی زبان مستر ارائه شده. دوستانی که علاقه من به یادگیری کامل زبان انگلیسی هستن میتونن از طریق وارد شدن به وبسایت و یا اپلیکیشن زبان مستر در دوره آموزش آنلاین این مجموعه ثبت نام کنن.
Live small. In Europe and North America, the size of an average family is getting smaller, but homes are not. In many countries, they are getting bigger. Bigger homes are more expensive, and heating them in cold weather is worse for the environment. Many people believe it's time to think again about the size of our homes. 16-year-old Austin Hay is building a home on his parents' drive. It's got everything important, including a shower room, a kitchen, and a bedroom with a low ceiling, but it's only 2.4 meters wide and 3.7 meters long. When I was a kid, I wanted to build a treehouse, Austin explains. But this house is on wheels, and that's a lot cooler. Austin doesn't do any building during the week. He's busy with schoolwork and playing basketball. But he usually works hard on his house on the weekend. At the moment, I'm working on the doors. They're quite easy, so my dad isn't helping me. He only helps with the difficult things. Austin is sleeping in his little house this summer. There isn't a fireplace at the moment, so in winter, he'll move back to his parents' house. And in the future? University is very expensive in the USA, but it'll be cheaper for me because I can take my little house with me. I can live in it anywhere. Live small. کوچیک زندگی کن. In Europe and North America, the size of an average family is getting smaller, but homes are not. در اروپا و آمریکای شمالی جمعیت خانواده متوسط در حال کوچکتر شدنه، اما اندازه خونه ها نه. In many countries they are getting bigger. در بسیاری از کشورها اونا در حال بزرگتر شدن هستن. Bigger homes are more expensive and heating them in cold weather is worse for the environment. خونه های بزرگتر گرونتر و پرخرجترن و گرم کردنشون در هوای سرد برای محیط زیست بدتره. Many people believe it's time to think again about the size of our homes. بسیاری از افراد بر این باورن که زمانش رسیده که راجع به اندازه خونه هامون تجدید نظر کنیم. 16-year-old Austin Hay is building a home on his parents' drive. آستین هی 16 ساله داره تو وسیله نقلیه والدینش یه خونه میسازه. It's got everything important, including a shower room, a kitchen, and a bedroom with a low ceiling, but it's only 2.4 meters wide and 3.7 meters long. اون همه چیزای مهم رو داره که شامل یک دوش و حمام، آشپزخونه و یک اتاق خواب کم ارتفاع میشه، اما فقط 2.4 متر عرض و 3.7 متر طول داره. When I was a kid, I wanted to build a house, Austin explains. But this house is on wheels, and that's a lot cooler. آستین توضیح میده که زمانی که بچه بودم میخواستم خونه درختی بسازم، اما این خونه روی چرخ سواره و خیلی باحال تره. Austin doesn't do any building during the week. آستین در طول هفته به هیچ ساخت و سازی نمیپردازه. He's busy with schoolwork and playing basketball. اون مشغول کارهای مدرسه و بسکتبال بازی کردنه. But he usually works hard on his house on the weekend. اما آخر هفته معمولا به سختی روی خونش کار میکنه. At the moment I'm working on the doors. در حال حاضر دارم روی درها کار میکنم. They're very easy, so my dad isn't helping me. خیلی آسونن، در نتیجه پدرم به هم کمک نمیکنه. He only helps with the difficult things. اون فقط توی چیزای سخت کمک میکنه. Austin is sleeping in his little house this summer. آستین این تابستون رو توی خونه کوچیکش میخوابه. There isn't a fireplace at the moment, so in winter he'll move back to his parents' house. در حال حاضر شومینه وجود نداره، در نتیجه در زمستون به خونه والدینش برمیگرده. And in the future, و در آینده، University is very expensive in the USA, but it'll be cheaper for me because I can take my little house with me. در ایالات متحده دانشگاه خیلی هزینه داره، اما برای من ارزون تر میشه چون میتونم خونه کوچیکم رو با خودم ببرم. I can live in it anywhere. میتونم هر جایی توش زندگی کنم.